Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Ladies and gentlemen, back in 2005, I wrote an article called The Tyranny of Mediocrity. And I want to share that with you at this time. And it starts out with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, where he said, "I have sworn eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Well, mediocrity is a vice. It attacks the mind and destroys incentive. Its influence over enthusiasm and positive thinking is debilitating. Thomas Jefferson knew that anything that worked to defeat the mind of its wonderful capabilities was tyrannical in nature and an enemy of the growth of man. As one looks around America, and indeed the world, one sees the vast majority of free humans comfortably ensconced in mediocrity. Comfort is a frightening thing because it encourages most of those who have it to relax and enjoy it. One does not achieve greatness, invent, teach, inspire, or lead while relaxed. One does not motivate the masses, make great speeches, or build dynamic companies in a relaxed state of mind. Therefore, mediocrity, which produces an acceptable level of comfort for most people, is the enemy of man's growth and progress. If the tyranny of mediocrity is allowed to win, and thereby reduce the number of high-seeking achievers, eventually, food production will decrease below a survival capacity. Energy production will decline. Wealth creation and preservation will fondly be remembered in the history books. And the level of education will begin to mirror a mediocre society in decline to something else. One question that deserves asking is, can this happen? Can the tyranny of mediocrity win? In the writer's opinion, yes. The United States of America has become such a world leader in all aspects of human endeavor that if America should falter, it would have a devastating impact the world over. I believe there are two scenarios whereby America is at some degree of risk of collapse. One, of course, is if we allow ourselves to become second-rate militarily and vulnerable to terrorists or some other future superpower. Now, this is a no-brainer. We must not allow this to happen. Unfortunately, there is a large body of people who see the military as unnecessary, evil, too costly, and have the foolish belief that if we reduce our military, everyone else will also. AKA the Jimmy Carter Russian syndrome. The second scenario that can cause the eventual collapse of America is the following. Too much government, too many regulations, too much taxation, too few freedoms. We are not far from a societal meltdown caused by government. Any and everything that government does which reduces our freedom and increases the power of government over our lives brings us a step closer to eventual collapse of our system of government. Every new law, every new regulation brings us closer. Every new tax in any form brings us closer. Every new benefit promised by government brings us closer. Every court ruling that ignores or expands the original intent of the United States Constitution brings us closer. Every frivolous lawsuit that is allowed to proceed without strong consequences brings us a step closer. All of these things bring great pressure to bear on the incentive system. The achievers quit achieving when the incentive to do so is largely removed and replaced with unreasonable taxation. Difficult and costly regulations and high risk of failure due to these government actions and the likelihood of being sued via creative allegations. The incentive to take risk and enthusiastically work day and night to achieve something special is getting thinner and thinner. Eventually, mediocrity starts looking good to those who should be moving and shaking, creating extraordinary achievements that benefit society and provide jobs. The tyranny of mediocrity keeps marching on, and it's marching to the government drum. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information, and happy trails till we meet again.